Gilgamesh's quest is not an allegory. It is too subtle and rich in minute particulars to fit any abstract scheme. But issuing as it does from a deep level of human experience, it has a certain allegorical resonance. We don't need to be aware of this resonance in order to enjoy the story, yet it is there. When Gilgamesh leaves his city and goes into uncharted territory in search of a way beyond death, he is looking for something that is impossible to find. His quest is like the mind's search for control, order, and meaning in a world where everything is constantly disintegrating. The quest proves the futility of the quest. There is no way to overcome death. There is no way to control reality. When I argue with reality, I lose, Byron Katie writes, but only 100% of the time. Not until Gilgamesh gives up on transcendence can he realize how beautiful his city is. Only then, freed from his restless heart, can he fully return to the place he started out from. Suppose that the city is this moment, things as they are, without any meaning added. When the mind gives up on its quest for control, order, and meaning, it finds that it has come home to reality, where it has always been. What it has, what it is, in this very moment, is everything it ever wanted. Somehow, in the interval between story and return, Gilgamesh has become wise. He has absorbed not the conventional wisdom of a Shiduri or an Utnapishtim, but the deeper wisdom of the poem's narrative voice, a wisdom that is impartial, humorous, civilized, sexual, irreverent, skeptical of moral absolutes, delighted with the things of this world, and supremely confident in the power of its own language.